The weather is cooling in much of the country. Doesn't that make you yearn for something cheesy and bubbly, like B.J. Lederman, who writes our theme music? Well, if not him, why not lasagna? NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates talked with three lasagna experts about what goes into Italy's famous layered pasta. She starts with a pasta maestro.
It's about 80 degrees in Venice, California, but inside Felix Trattoria is cool and quiet. The staff is starting dinner prep as Chef Evan Funky rolls out pasta in a climate-controlled glass box they call the Pasta Lab.
So I've got this round ball. I've made a round disc, and I'm just going to make it round.
Chef Evan is rolling the dough out with a long wooden rod called a mattarello. It looks like a broomstick handle made of birch. As he rolls, the pasta is covering more and more of the table.
It's thin enough that I can actually see the grain of the wood table underneath it.
Yes.
For lasagna, that's the thickness of 9 stacked Post-it notes. It's fair to say that Evan Funky is a perfectionist about his pasta, so much so that he moved to Italy for several months and studied under a sfollino, a maker of fresh pasta. His new book, American Sfollino, instructs readers how to make all kinds of homemade pasta, including lasagna. Chef Evan is a purist about the dish most of us know as
lasagna bolognese is bechamel, ragu bolognese, parmigiano reggiano, and pasta, and that's it.
And he's not kidding. You can save your ricotta for another dish.
That's not to say that ricotta doesn't find its way into certain types of lasagna. Made in Emilia-Romagna. It's really all about what you have around you and what your familial tradition speaks to.
For Anna Heasel, the scent of lasagna is tradition.
It reminds me of, like, family gatherings on Christmas Eve, pulling out this big tray of lasagna that's just been reheated in the oven.
Heasel is a senior editor at the cooking blog Taste. She's also the author of Lasagna, a Baked Pasta Cookbook. She believes lasagna is the bridge between grandmas and professional chefs. And a lot of people's memories, she says, are wrapped around a pan of Stouffer's.
So many other people who grew up in America have that same exact frame of reference for how lasagna tastes. To me, the epitome of lasagna has cheese, sauce, and pasta.
Heasel has several lasagna variations in her book, including a spicy one that Ethiopians love. It's a fusion from their former Italian colonizers. It's full of ground beef, fiery Berber spice, and scallions.
And cheddar cheese on top.
Instead of mozzarella. But no matter how you make it, mild, spicy, with pork or beef, or maybe a variety of mushrooms, one element has to shine.
And at the end of the day, lasagna is a pasta dish, right?
Chef Casey Lane is beneath a roaring hood in the kitchen of his West Hollywood restaurant, Viale dei Romani. He's become famous for a lasagna that is comprised of 100, yes, that's not a mistake, 100 layers of pasta, ragu, and bechamel sauce. Chef Casey's bolognese has spices from his Franco-Moroccan heritage.
Coriander, caraway, cumin, black pepper, cinnamon.
Gently toasted, then stirred into a delicate veal-based mixture. The finished product looks like a big tort, about 6 inches high. After it's sliced and seared on one side for a little crunch, it's placed on a thin wash of tomato sauce and garnished with fragrant fried rosemary and a few buttery cloves of roasted garlic. Yum! When you get down to it, however it's cooked, lasagna is a plate of comfort. And right now, who couldn't use some of that? Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.